We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Off and running into our fourth and final half hour of sports talk here on WWL. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick handing things off to the LSU Sports Radio Network at 7:30 for pregame coverage of LSU and Ole Miss in basketball. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. LSU's undefeated so far in SEC play. Bobby, got a text here at 870-870 asking us if crowd noise impacts the defense that much. And to a degree, yes, but Bobby, their calls are so much simpler, as complex as an offensive call, and they can adjust that quickly throughout the universally throughout the defense by a few hand signals. And it doesn't change so much. The D linemen don't necessarily have to communicate all that much based on an offense, how their splits are and their alignments are.
You know, the old school.
It's really for the linebackers and secondary.
I'm going to even go way back. The old school stereotype, oh, man, he's a dumb football player. You can't be a dumb football player and play on offense. Now I'm talking about the highest level. I'm not talking about in high school or college. Whatever. I'm talking about the NFL. You cannot be a dumb football player or a player that cannot process information at a rapid pace. Or you can't play at the highest level. Now, if you can rush the passer, or if you are running back in a situation that it's obviously not a pass or a run down, and you know how you have running instincts, yeah, you can maybe be that type of player or running back. But defensively, if you can rush the passer, if you can know a handful of things, you don't have to be very smart. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You have to have an unbelievable skill set to be disruptive. He's just a man amongst boys at times. Now, when you look at defense and what they're doing, and that's why it doesn't matter that if you being loud as you could be when the Saints are on defense, aren't we hindering our communication? No, what they're doing, they can have limited hand signals as far as coverage or fronts or stunts, and you can get by at a high level. Especially if you have the right leadership, and we have the right leadership like we have with Jonathan Vilma and we have with DeMario Davis. So the quarterbacks of the defense.
You ever notice that in loud environments, the Mike linebacker goes up and he'll tap the right or left side of a defensive lineman? That's his adjustment. He's making that adjustment for him. That's the nonverbal communication.
Nonverbal might be like a shade, whether you head up or you're in a gap, left or right. No, it's very simplistic defensively. Whether you're playing short and long, in and out, that's why you don't need too many rookies, too many versions out there defensively, because what in the hell happens? And then the fans look, who in the hell is covering him?
Right.
Busted coverages, guys wide open. Now, that can happen, but if you have a seasoned defense and they play together, and come on, realistically, they train year-round, OTAs, mini camp, training camp. And right now, when you look at Marcus Williams, where he's at, Von Bell, even Lattimore. Now, it'd be interesting to see. Eli Apple would have to pick up things, but you would think he was drafted in the first round. He'd be up to the task as far as knows responsibility. But listen, be as loud as you could be, and the Saints will never tell you that, come on, you handed out defense. Because it's all about disrupting communication offensively, because the process with that is way more verbiage when it comes into play offensively than ever you have on defense.
I've been in that dome for some loud, loud games, and you can't have a conversation at the field level. You can't have a conversation right next to somebody without yelling directly into their ear. Now, imagine a right guard trying to communicate blocking a scheme or whatever, communicate what he's trying to do to the right tackle these guys are big, so they're a little further apart, and they can't lean over in their ear, and they're wearing a mouthpiece. So they have to use one word communication to the guy to their right or left. And sometimes it's not always received.
Or Christian, not even a verbal communication. If you got smart offensive linemen and you need smart offensive linemen, they can know when they break the huddle to play, and if a front shifts, that the right guard will know what the center will do, and the right tackle, they all know. It's like
a symphony.
Yes, it all flows. It's unbelievable. Okay, how did you know that? I don't know. We've played long enough together. I know how that player's thinking. It was that way. I'm telling you, we've had outstanding centers in a Saints uniform. I can tell you one position that I've said this before that has been outstanding under Sean Payton has been the center position. And Max Unger is just the latest player who's at a Pro Bowl level who's been able to achieve that. And I would
look, Jeff Fain?
Jeff Fain.
Jonathan Goodwin? Brian De La Puente?
Goody. You look at all we've done, and then we had the best pair of guards. We had Jari Evans and Carl Nix. They were all thinking. It was like a wave, and they all working together. And when you come down and you double team, and then when you come off that double team to go to that backer, it's like beautiful. When you look at the film, it's like, man, you talk about get excited. You get like goosebumps. Say, man, and you might say like, well, the coach will get credit. But you know what? It's the experience with those players because they have the ability to play at that level and to achieve it. I'll tell you, it is like domination right now. I can tell you, I think we have that in Max Unger. I think we have that in Larry Wolford. Andrews Pete is the weak link. Andrews Pete is someone that I don't know if they can invest money in him in the future. And he's a big guy. I don't know if Andrews Pete loves football. I mean, I think he likes it. He was so big his whole life, they looked at him, what, you don't play football? What are you, big for nothing? He should play football. Now, Andrews Pete, he's from Arizona high school, and he went to Stanford and like a first-round draft pick. But Andrews Pete was outstanding against the Rams the first game. But can he be outstanding again? Can he freaking just come up and he's dealing with an injury and just come to play? Be a warrior. Even though you weren't necessarily the warrior you want to be against the Eagles when you had four penalties. Because it ain't getting any easier. You dealing with Fletcher Cox? Come on.
Now you got Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh.
What? Christian, it ain't no punks in the NFL. When you're talking about like half-stepping, and who you going against? It don't get any easier. But can you accept the challenge? Are you going to be thin-skinned and you're overwhelmed? Come on, challenge yourself. Be able to do it. I don't know if he can.
I know Jermaine Bushrod could. Can.
Jermaine.
And he's healthy. More healthy than Andrews Pete.
Jermaine Bushrod dealing with the hamstring and coming. He might come into play. Oh, we got Armstead. I'm not worried about Armstead and Ramchick and all. But I'm telling you, Wade Phillips, Bill Johnson, coaching Rams D-line, they know about Andrews Pete. So I don't know how we can handle that because you always attack the weakest link. And you know what's not necessarily good about that? Don't we want Drew Brees to step up?
Mm-hmm. Clean pocket.
In the pocket. So I just wish we had Carl Nix or Jari Evans right now alongside of Larry Wolford. Now, Andrews, I'm challenging you. I'm not hating on you. I just want you to be a man. Come on. You could be a grown man. Don't be a little boy anymore.
Coming back, we'll wrap this thing up with the rest of the phone calls. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Bobby, another part of this crowd noise impact. On offense, we talked about how the communication process is much more difficult because of how complex offensive play calls are. But also, if you're a right tackle and you have to look in at the snap, you're already at a disadvantage. And also, when you're going on a silent count, you can't get exotic as you can when you're going on a verbal count. There's only a couple of ways you can mix up the timing of it all. And eventually, the defenders will time that up and get an extra step on you. But while you're looking in at right or left tackle, then you got to look back out. You're losing a step.
No, without a doubt. That's why when you're coming off the edge, now we need Cam Jarn somehow to have an impact. That sack, force fumble, whatever, that something occurs. You're coming off the edge. And you know what? And I love Warriors. I love Warriors. You know who's a Warrior? And he's with the other team. Let me tell you a guy, Andrew Whitworth. Louisiana, LSU, probably up in there, one of the best offensive linemen and LSU alum. When you look at Kevin Mawai, Alan Faneca, and Andrew Whitworth. You know, did you see Andrew Whitworth in at that Cowgirl game that he had all his kids up there? He played with the Bengals all this year, been outstanding, never won a playoff game, and he finally won one. Well, you know what? I hope Andrew Whitworth sucks against the Saints. I hope he doesn't do anything because what we listen, whatever advantage you could get, but Andrew Whitworth's not going to suck because he is that good. But it's just a challenge when you got, listen, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. So it's amazing that the margin of error and what it takes. So if you're a tackle on the outside, you got to look at the ball. You got a lot of experience, but it's still not playing in a game where the crowd is not an influence. And I'm talking about just the angles and the steps.
Well, what's the old cliche? It's a game of inches, right?
Yeah. And how you turn in that corner. And so, listen, that's why I love the NFL. I love football because it's like, right now, we're at the best against the best. I mean, okay, people say, like, oh, we're down on the NFL. Down on the NFL. I don't care about politics. Down on the NFL. The NFL is freaking king. What are you talking about? Do you know the Saints-Eagles game had over 40 million viewers? Listen, the only game that was higher than this game against the Saints and Eagles was the Super Bowl. The networks love the NFL. Because it's ratings and it's money. So you can hate all you want on the NFL and do this and that. I don't know what your views on life, whatever. But all I know is we love football. We love football and the NFL is king. You know why? Because it is truly the best of the best. It ain't like college football. Look at the college football Final Four. You have the haves and the have-nots. Mm-hmm. I mean, look. Okay, Clemson and Alabama. That was two teams. But you look at Notre Dame. They just in there because,
because they get
Notre Dame.
Overvalued all the time.
Yeah. So
they wear gold helmets.
And Seth brought this up when he does the final lap. And he comes on after us. Now, when you look at it, isn't the NFL truly being viewed by the whole country?
Yes.
Where college football is not. College
being
football
viewed in regions,
Deep South, the Midwest, Ohio State, and all they're relevant, but then not in the West Coast, no, because their teams aren't relevant. But the NFL is relevant all around the nation. That's not an opinion; just look it up.
No, I hear you. We're gonna be at the Bow tomorrow, Bow Rivage Casino and Resort. Me, Deuce, and Bobby. So come on out and hang out with us for Sports Talk 4 to 7 tomorrow at the Will Wade Show. Following that. Before we push out of here, I want to thank Mark Menard at Master Control. Does a great job, as always, also on the Sports Flashes as well. Stephen Geller for helping us put together the program. And, of course, our executive producer and program director, Diane Newman. Terry in Morgan City, James in Morgan City, along with Miss Carol and Rufkin. And Matt, please call us back tomorrow. We will get you on the air. It was a jam-packed show tonight, so we try to get as many callers in as possible. So we apologize for not being able to get you on. Bobby's starting to feel a little bit better, and this is going to be a fun week. And by the way, if you're the mayor of Atlanta, just stand by what you said. Don't crawfish now and say I was joking. So what? I would want the mayor of New Orleans to say anybody but the Dirty Birds. That's an ultimate troll job. She's just being a fan. But somebody got upset in the fact that, oh, you can't insult a city that could be coming your way and the dollars you could impact, the dollars that'll be in that community. First off, New Orleans wouldn't care. Who that nation would still go to Atlanta and spend their money if the Saints are in the Super Bowl? It had no impact in that regard. None.
Well, just take over the city without rape and pillage. You just take over the city and just dominate. Just occupy the city and you be an outstanding citizen. I mean, then all of a sudden, who would be against that?
Right.
Because you're there in the Super Bowl and the ATL got to be able to handle that.
Semper Fi, I'm out. Back tomorrow, 4 o'clock at the Bow Rivage Casino and Resort with Bobby, myself, and Deuce McAllister. Bobby, do your thing, man.
Bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who dat?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.